Next night is a party. I go there and I'm like, oh, this son of a bitch. I walk into the living room. He is standing up on a table with two girls, grabbing both of their asses. And I just kind of like looked at him and he literally immediately lets go of their butts, climbs up. Sid, oh my God, Sid. You guys, this is my girl. Puts his arm around me, tries to kiss me.
Had to take an emergency start of this podcast because Ben was about to just tell us a story about his friend with a broken dick. So can you?
This is an emergency.
Well, emergency start.
So you guys were talking about like, can you squeeze a dick really hard? And so
too hard. Excuse
me.
We can squeeze a dick really hard.
We
are able to.
Fair enough. You're right. Can you squeeze a dick too hard? And the answer is yes. Well, number one, just in general, that shit would hurt. But I have a buddy who he was having sex with a girl,
and he kind of
felt himself coming. So to try to stop himself, he squeezed his dick to try to like stop it. But like something happened with the pressure and it literally like broke his dick.
What do you mean broke his what?
It, like same thing as like a broken dick where like if it like bends like while she's like on top of her. Have you guys not heard about this?
Well, no, I've heard about that before.
Okay.
If they have a boner and then
I just don't understand how it could break.
He just squeezed it too hard and then like with the pressure that built up, it just kind of like, yeah.
So wait.
But it's not a bone.
But it's your dick can still break. I don't know what the scientific stuff is, but your dick can
break.
I know that.
So it doesn't snap off.
No.
It doesn't like snap off, but I bet it can come back to life, right?
You can
like
break
probably
a dick.
He probably like went through physical therapy for your penis. And now it works again.
What do you have to do? Just rest it?
Yeah, you can basically like you just have to try not to get a boner and you
elevate it, give it a pillow, you gotta drink a lot of water for it. It has to drink a lot of water.
Don't you guys watch New Girl? Isn't there like a whole ass like season where Schmidt breaks his dick and like has to like put it in a I don't think my buddy well, I know for a fact my buddy didn't have to put it in a cast because
Real? Can you actually have to put your penis in a cast?
No.
Should I Google it? I don't know. I actually don't know.
That's a lie. That can't be real.
It was in New Girl. New Girls never lie to us.
You're like, that's the truth. It's literally fact.
It's from New Girl.
It's from New Girl.
Everything in New Girl says so. Is true.
I'm like, why would anybody even like question that? That's annoying.
New Girl is like the Bible. I have watched New Girl,
but I never, it's like the show that I would have on the background and I would jump from season to season randomly. Like I would never actually sit down. I haven't watched him.
I have not watched New Girl. I'm sorry. Love you guys.
Yes.
Love you guys.
Do you know what it is?
Yes. I haven't watched Friends either. I'm sorry. Love you guys as well. Ooh. I also haven't watched Breaking Bad. Love you all.
Oh.
So after this, we're going to duct tape you to the couch and then make you watch it on the TV until you've binged the entire season of New Girl.
I don't want to.
Peel your eyes out.
I liked Dexter more. Dexter was good.
Dexter was good.
Did you not like it?
So the thing with Dexter, it just started getting so repetitive. I'm like, who's he gonna kill? How's he gonna cover it up?
He was a killer though.
Yeah.
They had some good turns though on that show.
Anyway,
you guys, can I tell you something you probably don't know about me?
Yeah.
Did you know my last name isn't actually K? It got legally changed. Did you know that?
Are you kidding?
I swear on my life.
Are you being funny?
I'm being dead serious because I finally found out the correct spelling of my actual last name.
What is it?
It's Kwaisen. It's K-W-A-I. Oh, wait. I wrote it down. I had to write it down because I was like, what?
What generation of your family changed it?
So back in the day. No, back in like the like late, I think it was either early 1900s or 19th. Wait, how do I say that? Yeah, 1900s, not the 19th century. 1900s or 1800s, when they came over from Ellis Island from Poland, they changed their last name because they said that it was too complex and people couldn't. They weren't going to like understand it. They weren't going to be able to pronounce it correctly.
That's
where is it?
So
it should be literally
cool.
Right here. I wanted to. Oh, here. Lois Kwaisen. That's my ancestor. I guess it was in 1900.
Kwaisen.
Kwaisen. Isn't that cool?
That is
my dad sent me this like old like birth certificate. The social security number is 1234. No, I'm kidding. But literally I'm like, you know, people are like look at my credit card. You're like, dude, what are you doing? Like, don't show your credit card. No one does that, but you know what I mean. Okay, bye. Anyway, that's my real last name.
That's cool.
Is that cool?
I dead ass thought you were gonna be like, so guys, my name isn't Kay.
Oh my God.
It's Hagel.
Oh my God, shut up.
Me and Jordan shotgun wedding it. You guys weren't invited.
But no.
I dead ass thought that's what you guys said.
No.
Why the hell wouldn't my family change my last name? Because my last name is also very complex.
Yours is super simple. It's just Van Skirtum. It's literally like, what? I used to call her Van Skirtum or something like that.
Everyone says Van Scrotum, Van Circumcision, Van Sucksum. It is hard to say. And if I had a smart great, 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 great grandpa, I would have had them rechange it to Van, because that's what I always say at reservations. What's your last name? Van. Like the car.
Oh, and I just vroom, like, vroom.
Vroom, like van, help me like car. Van, like skirt. Vroom, vroom.
Oh my God. Well, whatever. Wow. Anyway, I just thought that was kind of cool, because I was like, what? That's crazy. I haven't seen it ever on paper. I've never seen it. I've never known
That's
about
so
it.
That's so cool.
Yeah, I'm from Poland. So basically, yeah. So anyway.
Basically.
Well, basically, I'm kind of crazy.
I'm exotic.
I'm like, I'm very, well, how do they say? Different.
I'm yeah. so different. I'm not like the other girls. I'm
no,
exotic.
No, I'm built different. Also.
Why did someone just send a novel on
I was
live?
Looking at that. Ben, can you come look at it?
I'm so curious.
I want to see what it is. Also.
Do you want me to pull the phone to you, or do you want me to read
no,
it?
No, you can just read it if you will.
If it's good, then you can share it. If it's not, just will move you, on. Okay,
yeah,
go ahead, Sid.
Glance it on it first before you actually start reading it. We went and had a spa night, and it was so nice. You and I.
Oh.
You were looking at me like, who? I'm like, what? You and me, you freak? I'm like, what the hell?
What?
It's about breaking your penis.
Oh. Can Going we back. Read it?
Yes. So even though the penis doesn't have bones, you can break your penis if you have a penile fracture.
Oh.
This happens when an erect penis is bent suddenly and with force. In the U.S., it usually happens to... Okay, they didn't finish it, but I'm guessing they
In
meant,
the U.S.?
Like during sex or during something. You'll maybe have to spot me when it...
Interesting. Oh. That's good. That's perfect. Wow. Okay, so it can happen. I just really don't understand. I know that you can technically, like, bend cartilage... Isn't the penis... I don't know. I think I'm going to think too hard about this, so bye. Anyway.
You think I'd know because I'm a dude, but I don't.
Yeah. Ben, what are you good for? God.
I just hit record on all the cameras and the computer, and then I sit back.
Sit back. Just sit down. Sit down and look pretty, if you will.
Is Ben...
Oh, remember?
Snap.
Is Ben on something today? Is he just a little spunky today?
He is. I think it's a haircut. You look
Are you
good.
In a good right. mood?
I am in a good mood.
I love it.
Ben looks good, and he's got some nice-ass boots on, I'll tell you mm-hmm. that. That's a splurge. I know a Black Friday deal when I see one.
Oh, yeah.
All right, I'm not going to lie. We are bouncing all the fuck over.
People love it.
I know. We have ADHD to the max
I
right
love
now.
It. I
okay,
love it.
Rewind to what you were talking about.
Okay, so we had a spa night because we wanted to freaking have a break for a second. And just put our feet up and get pampered. And Aleda Aesthetics, shout out. You guys are the best. They're in Minneapolis. We had just the best time. I did skin pen.
Yes.
And
how does it feel?
Okay. So they numb your, well, they clean your face. They numb your face. A few layers. When you numb your face, it feels like someone put peppermint all over your face. Like it's such a weird feeling on
your face.
How
does it feel now?
Nothing.
Okay.
My skin feels fresher than ever.
Okay, cool.
It feels like it honestly does feel like I just got like 10 facials because my skin feels so good.
I love
but
that.
After it was a little bit sensitive that night mm-hmm. and then it looked a little red, but honestly I have olive skin. I'm lucky, so my undertone isn't red mm-hmm. so it didn't look red, if that makes sense.
Yeah,
but I will say the neck is a little bit uncomfortable, but honestly
you don't even have
it
to
was
do
worth
the neck
it
if you don't want to.
Well, yeah, and they say do it like 1 to 2 times a year once you turn like 25 mm-hmm. plus, and even that I'm like I can withstand that once or twice a year. Are you kidding me?
And I think the meaning behind it is it just like reproduces collagen, right?
Yeah, basically it forces your face to do it versus like a peel or like a burn where it takes it all off. It like forces it to heal. I don't know. It was really sick. I thought it was a cool experience. I've never been, besides this year, I feel like you and I both were not into like, kind of like self-pampering as much as we do have been.
I haven't until the last month. Like I got my eyebrows, what's the word?
Laminated.
Laminated. And I love that. I was like, why have I waited? It's like, why have I waited this long to do this? And then, me and Sid got pampered. And this is my straight kind of moment. So I'm going to go right into it.
Oh, okay. I love it.
So I don't know. It just, Sid reminds me of me in so many different ways. And then sometimes I just have to laugh because it's like something I would do. And it's also something my mom would do and probably Sid's mom would do. But
oh,
I'm just, so they had us separated by like dividers and I was getting my stuff done on one side and Sid was on the other side. Right. And all I hear is Sid just chatting away, just blah, 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 blah. And not only is she chatting away, she's literally sharing her childhood trauma, like literally detailed
I blacked out.
And I'm just laughing so hard because I'm just listening and I'm just like Sid just sharing her dirty secrets to the person.
What I say?
All I remember was like something about like, you know, like disorders with like,
oh my God,
you know,
I don't even remember.
I was just laughing so hard.
I think I was a little bit uncomfortable in the neck part on the one side.
And you just start talking.
And then you just, well, they want you to talk to like think about something else just because it's kind of distracting. Think about when you get a tattoo. It's like the noise is distracting and you're just kind of like, all right. My mom would do that. Yeah. You would do it too.
Yeah, and my mom would too.
When I first got killed,
what?
It was no, like think about like how deep you go, like just when like I with a stranger. Like think about something so random. Like when I was murdered, I mean it was really intense. Like
when I was murdered, no, what?
I'm joking. I'm saying something that's so intense that it's like, why the hell would you share this with a stranger?
So yeah, when my grandma passed away,
sad. Yeah, like literally. Like so intense. So I said when I was killed, sorry, that was kind of aggressive. Sorry, everyone. Happy Thursday.
Oh, that was my straight hit moment. I love that. I didn't have another one this week.
I have a few, but they're not. Okay, one's kind of funny because I just did it. And this other one is really freaky and I'm going to tell it to you. Okay,
let me hear.
The funny one was just, I went down to Backstory right down the road. So good, by the way, coffee shop in Minneapolis, whatever. I go in there. I'm on the prowl after my meeting. For a croissant. I need a ham and cheese croissant. It cannot be pistachio. It cannot be plain. It's got to be ham and cheese croissant.
Savory.
Heat it up. Yep. Done. Over. So I go there and like with the intention to get that. I walk. I'm like, hi.
This was when?
And this is just right now.
Okay. I look in the cab. How long ago? Because she still has it.
Today. Just like 20 minutes ago. And they have this clear cabinet. I'm looking at it. I'm like, do you have any more ham and cheese croissants? And there's none in there. Oh no, this looks like this is all we have. Oh. Shoot. And I go, oh, okay. Sure. And she goes, the blueberry muffin's really good. And I'm like, oh, no, that's okay. So I'm kind of like standing there and I look behind her and there's this box of ham and cheese croissants. I'm not kidding. Right behind her. And I go, she's like, so are you getting coffee? I'm like, I'll get a coffee. But I'm like, aren't those ham and cheese croissants? I'm like, so I hate that I was that passive. I'm like, sorry. I'm like, aren't those back behind you? And she goes, oh yeah, they're like a day old though. You're I'm like, oh, care. I go, well, are they bad? She's like, well, no, we just can't sell them to people. And I go, but you can eat them. And she's like, yeah. And I go, she goes, okay. Do you want one? I'm like, yeah, I fucking want one. Are you kidding me? And the girl comes over. She's like, I eat them all the time. They're not bad. We're not allowed to sell them anymore. So I got it for free.
Oh my gosh. You should have got it.
I got it. No, I didn't.
Like, can I get five
more? Well, I didn't know. I didn't felt weird already that I was like begging them to give me their old goodies. Like what the hell? So anyway, I thought that was really fucking great. Anyway.
It's like when you have a craving and you will not eat anything else until you get that food. Like I have that a lot. I get that a lot with sushi too. I'm like, I need to order sushi or I need to go down to Lund's or I need to get something that will like satisfy that taste.
A deliciousness. Yes. Okay. My other candy moment, I thought this was kind of creepy. So the other night I basically made Jordan get us a security system. I'm pretty sure I've talked about this before because I'm totally anal at night because also I've lived in Uptown. I've had people try to get in the house. Yeah. Like I'm just a little bit paranoid. Okay. Okay.
Okay.
God damn. And we have this security system. And it has like, we ring camera. So like it's a camera on the person if they walk past the camera.
Yeah.
But what I didn't notice is, I found this out after the fact, I wouldn't even know if someone walked by it. We had to turn the setting on to alert us that someone's there, especially when your phone's on Do Not Disturb. So lo and behold, our neighbor goes, hey, the other night, did someone come to your front door? And we were like, when? They were like 2:30 in the morning. And I'm like, I have no idea. So I go into our Ring app and I'm scrolling on the Ring app, okay? And we look and we find a video of someone that was at our front door at 2:30 in the morning.
Shut the fuck up.
He went to all of our front doors.
I don't think I would want that.
No, it's horrifying. And I go, oh, and I look at the video.
Shut up.
And he's missing a shoe. First of all, so sad. And he's like confused and he like rings the doorbell, knocks on the door. This is not funny, but the freaking Ring goes, leave the package on the front doorstep. I was like, God damn it. Ring, come on. Wait, it's 2 in the morning.
I'm sorry, were you home or you weren't?
I was home. I was asleep.
Did you not hear the doorbell ring?
No, it turns out like at night it goes like silent. It's like Do Not Disturb basically.
Yeah.
And so long story short, what we found out because the police came the next day is he had driven his car off this cliff that's over by my house. Okay. It's like a probably 4-story drop, like if you equivalent to a building. Driven his car off, climbed up the hill, knocked on the 3's door. He was trying to get help. Horrifying. But the scary part is he left his car. And that could mean a number of things. It could mean that he was drunk. It could mean he was on drugs. It could mean that the car was not his. Yeah. It could mean a number of things. And those are thinking worst case, but he had no phone. He had one shoe on. And I turned the video, the like noise on the video, and he was trying to knock on the window. I thought he was trying to look for a key or something. Mm. He was just trying to get help. But how freaking freaky. And poor guy.
Oh
Like, so terrible. Went down a cliff. Like, oh, my God. Yeah. I just was like, wow. Like, I don't know. I don't know.
I'm like, share that. I'm like shocked.
It's shocking. Yeah. It's like, holy shit.
Oh, I want. Did they ever find out like where he ended up?
No.
Oh, I want to know.
I don't know either, but he never came back for his car.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's a flag.
That's kind of a red
flag. So, like,
flag,
I mean,
right,
you probably, I don't, what would you would have, like, what do you do, you know?
Well, what do you, I mean, okay, so someone's at your door at 2:30 in the morning. Are you letting them in? Probably you don't not know them? I'd say, no. What would you like through the poor window? But then it's cold out. So it's like, do I invite this random stranger at 3 in the morning into my house? Mm-hmm. Or do I, like, that seems a little, especially as a woman, if, yeah, you know what I mean? I'm like, no, that doesn't make sense. But
I'll call 911 for you, stay out there.
Yeah, that's what I would do. But then it's like, you're freezing his, he's freezing his ass off.
Too bad.
I know. Anyway, oof, some stuff. I just, I don't know that's why I thought scary about that. And I was like,
I saw this. I thought you were about to share something that I just saw this on TikTok. And I was like, did you have the same thing happen to you? So this girl was like, she's like, I've been watching too many true crime shit, like all these like shows. And so y'all got me paranoid. So she got this like camera and she was watching outside at the same time every single night, or it was like really early or something, like 4 a.m.
Oh God.
This car would pull in into her driveway, then pull out every single day at 4 a.m. And she was like, this is so fucking weird. So she's doing all these things. And then one day she zooms in really close and she sees this person throw something out of the car and pulls out. And then she realizes they threw a newspaper and it was the newspaper man.
Are you kidding
and
me?
And I was like, this is something I would do.
I'd see, like, with once you get those little cameras, like you'll see something and they'll be like, what? Uh-huh. Someone's at the front door. I'll be out to dinner. And I'm like, oh my God. Oh God. I don't recognize this car. They get out. It's an Amazon guy. Yeah. Because they drive in normal cars now. Like, what the hell? I'm like, God, I'm just such a spaz. I'm like, oh geez. Oh, who is this? Who could it be? Anyway. Oh, sorry. I threw my phone.
Benjamin, do you have a straight kid a moment?
Hit us with the moment, Benjamin.
Yes, I do. This one's for my girl, Rebecca. So I had.
What?
So I. it'll make sense. No, it'll make sense.
It was so cute because it was solo key. Yo, yeah, this one's for my girl, Rebecca. Hey.
Hey. She doesn't listen to this podcast, but like, it's for her.
It's for you, girl.
So we shot a podcast on Monday for mine with a porn star. So this
what?
Is
what? How was it?
It was so good.
Really?
Like, yeah. Like I think she next time she visits. So
I
she
want her
when
to
is
come
she
on
coming back?
She literally. I don't know. So she lives like 3 hours away from here, and she literally drove 3 hours to come see her best friend real quick, and then shoot the podcast with us, and then left.
Oh my
like,
God!
Like it was so cool. She gave a lot of insight into the porn industry and like what being a sex worker on that side kind of looks like. It was.
We need her.
And she's hilarious, like phenomenal.
Really? Is she still a porn star?
Yeah, she's still a porn star. Wow. Yep. She shoots like crazy stuff, like double anal. Like there are very little porn stars that
what
will shoot
even
that.
Is double anal?
Like two dicks in her ass.
Oh my God.
hold on. I'm going to go get the Bible that I brought. I have to go get it. I don't really understand how that could even work because never mind. I'm not
Yeah, no, it's a lot. Well, she explained
it. If you're
it. It
curious
crazy.
About anal, I do believe next week's podcast, 2 weeks from now, 2 weeks, we may have someone on to talk about it. So.
We will.
Okay, continue.
Anyways, so she comes on the podcast and like kind of mid-podcast, she's like, hey guys, I'm sorry to do this, but like I got to go to the bathroom. And so she like literally gets up and goes. And so I'm like, oh, that's fine. Like, she just had to go to the bathroom. I look at my phone, and I have this notification from Citizen.
Sorry, right? I bumped a cord. We're fine.
Oh, okay. I get this notification from Citizen that a water main broke in North Minneapolis, where we're at. And, like, her best friend was there, too, and she had went with her. All of a sudden, her best friend comes back, and she's like, hey, Rebecca, like, pooped. And the toilet's not flushing and we can't wash our hands. So like it was just this whole debacle of like, okay, let's like get some water out of the like water jug that we have in the office and like you guys can rinse off your hands. And then Rebecca walks in. She's like, that is the worst first impression. She's like, do not go in that bathroom because her poop was still in there. She's
oh yeah,
like,
because
she's like, this is the worst first impression I could have ever made. She's like
is
so
this during the podcast too. Yeah. She's back on talking about it.
Uh-huh. Like literally.
So that is so funny.
Rolls back and it was so funny and like just the most candid moment of like nothing was her fault. And I kept telling her, I was like, dude, don't worry about it. Like, we're dudes. We don't care. Like,
it's fine. She was just so embarrassed. I was like, that's a straight canon moment of like just the worst possible, like first time you're meeting someone, you're shooting a podcast.
In the middle of a podcast. Yes.
There's nothing worse.
If she comes on, we're going to have to give her shit with that.
Oh, yeah.
That is hilarious.
No pun intended. Yeah. I will say my dad recently brought up how my friends bought me I Pooped at the Swamp shirt. They literally printed that on a shirt and got it for me for my birthday. Because
you pooped in a swamp.
I pooped at the swamp was the hockey house at the U. So it was the hockey house that everyone, like we all went to. And we literally, I had to go to the bathroom. And I like thought it was cool. I was hanging out with freshmen. Hang out with the hockey boys. And literally, it was the most embarrassing thing ever.
And you pooped in the swamp.
Yeah, I pooped in the swamp. Left it. Toilet didn't work.
Pooping at a frat house is an experience you will never forget.
No.
Because they usually don't have toilet paper.
Going to the bathroom there in general.
No, like bring your own toilet paper in your purse. What I used to do is I'd always bring those little Summer Eves, like single wipes.
Oh, you're so smart and girly. God damn it.
And just in case, I would use it if I pooped or if I ended up like, going home, I would like freshen up real quick.
Good idea. Yeah, I will say, I remember, I'm just going to share this because I don't know why. Sig Ep at the U, okay? They have on the second floor, I bet people are listening from the U and they're like, oh my God. There were two toilets next to each other and that was their bathroom. And you literally would, you're going to try to bite off my nail. You literally go to the bathroom and go to the bathroom next to somebody. Like
what?
There were two toilets.
That's
in the
hilarious.
Same room, sitting next to each other, and you were so drunk that it didn't even matter. Oh. You'd go in, and you'd sit, and then someone would come in and sit next to you or pee right next to you, and you're just sitting in an open room with two toilets.
That is...
Like, it's so weird. I'm thinking about this right now. At 25, I'm like, what the hell? What the hell?
Think about those guys, like, in the morning, just
morning,
taking...
Bud.
Taking shits together. Ew.
Like, hey, bro. How you doing? Good morning.
Ew.
I hate it.
Oh, there's so many memories about college I could go into, but I can't. I got those are going to the grave with me, hon.
We have a whole episode about it.
Actually, honestly.
That'd be funny. Yeah.
But today, we were talking about rebounds, okay? Rebounds. Rebounding. Shooting rebounds. Shooting. Bounds. Bounding. No, I'm just I don't know. I just tried to like.
You're so goofy today.
I know. I'm sorry.
You guys know I love it, and I feel bad because I'm like kind of sleepy right now.
Will you feel my head? My head has to be warm. It is, isn't it? Oh, I have a headache.
Literally.
I'll turn off the AC, I think.
No,
or
yeah.
The heat.
Well, I just did this really, like, I did a class today for my boss, but it's very cardio heavy, and I get headaches when I do those. Jumping around that much, my head hurts so bad. But anyway, we're talking about when you're.
I just can't. The fucking shit that she says sometimes.
I can't. I literally can't.
Dial in.
Being the rebound. Rebounding. That's what I call it when you're the one doing the rebounding.
Oh,
like when you're like.
That's what you call it.
Yeah, that's what I call it. What?
I just love it. Okay, yeah.
Do people not call it that?
That's what I would call it too.
Having a rebound. Sorry, that's probably what people say. Anyway, but we're going to talk about that. But, did you have something to say first? Sometimes you have like a definition.
No.
But I'm going to make up a definition of what a rebound is.
Yes, go for it.
Let's hear it. A rebound is somebody that you use, you use to get over the person that you most recently had been in a relationship with.
Yes.
And that goes along a lot of spectrums of how it could look. I'm doing this motion with my hands if you're looking at me on the camera. And it can mean a lot of different things. It can be out of a relationship that was really long. It doesn't mean that you had to be dating that person before. It can mean a lot of things, but usually you're using some sort of person to get over an emotional and physical connection you had with someone else. Okay.
Love that. We can
write it down.
We can dive into that deep because it's interesting with our like topics that we pick for this podcast. Like if we can't cover a topic, we do usually have a guest on to talk about it, right? But this topic we can definitely talk about. I've been a rebound and I've definitely used people as a rebound before as well.
Can
so,
we talk about those first?
Yeah.
I
go
feel like
for
that's
it.
The best place to start.
Okay, you go.
Okay, I know I was a rebound for somebody who happened to play hockey because, well, are we surprised? No. And there were a lot of reasons that made me realize that I was a rebound. One of the things was, like, he was obsessed with me, like, as a friend and always kind of crossed a boundary when we were just friends, if that makes sense. So I'll explain. He was seeing somebody, but he'd always almost, like, he'd look at me like he was going to kiss me, and it was just a little weird. And what I later realized was they were kind of separating at the time, and he was already coming in for the kill on somebody else. You get what I'm saying?
Yep.
So then one night we hook up. Okay, anyway, moving on. We start to see each other, and he was, like, frankly, obsessed with me, like, obsessive. Obsessive behavior, wanted me to be there all the time, wanted me to come to his games, like, gave me the best treatment, and then all of a sudden, one day, he would just ghost. And then he would be like, sorry about that. And I'd be like, what the hell was that? That was weird. And then he would obsess over me. And then he would ghost. And then he would get really attached and bring me to a dinner. And then he literally didn't want me to meet his friends and didn't invite me to the next game. It was like the weirdest bipolar behavior in the world. How it ended.
One of the signs that I wrote down for signs of you're the rebound is they're hot and they're cold because they like need that hit of validation because they've had it in that relationship. So they're like text you continuously. And that's like another sign. They text you continuously, but yet they don't actually make the plan to meet up. It's just like constant validation and they don't actually take any action on it.
No. And it doesn't mean anything. Mm-hmm. I have another one, but I want to hear yours too.
Cause the signs.
I go every other. Well, no, just like a situation where you were the person that was the rebound.
Okay. So I'm going to be honest. I'm sure I have been a rebound and I definitely have been. If I like probably high school, I remember dating this one guy that was like just got out of a relationship and he was like the cool guy. And I was kind of like,
oh, hell yeah.
Like, you know, like the cool, like student council, nerdy girl, whatever. And that was great. But I'm going to talk about using people as a rebound because I've done that.
Well, then let me finish my rebound.
Okay, go for it.
The other one I was a rebound and I know for a fact.
Love it. Okay. Takes a sip. All right.
Sip of water. All right. I'm ready. Got to wet the whistle. Oh my God. I almost said his name. I almost just said his first and last name. I literally had to like hold myself back. Holy crap, said, get it together. Okay, so this person I know, he we were at the school together and he asked me out and he was like, hey, like, you know, we've been like, I kind of know you think you're really cute, like slid into my Snapchat, of course, because that's always how it went in college. And then he was like, we should go on a little date. Like, let's go, what is called moped down to the Stone Arch and get a coffee.
Because he was an athlete and he had like that little moped thing.
Yep. So I was like, oh my God, cool. Like I'm a freshman. Sweet. Okay. All right. Cool. Older guy. So we go down there and he's like, you know, he's like kind of acting like a little like suave to me and like all this stuff.
I literally want to puke.
No, literally. And he drops me off and he's like, you look gorgeous. And then gives me a kiss. And I'm like, oh, I think that's cute. I can't really tell yet. Go upstairs, go to bed. And next night is a party. And I'm like, what are you doing tonight? And
he's
like, just hanging with some buddies and like, we might throw something. We'll see.
Oh,
and
guess
what? My other guy friend who's my age goes, we're throwing a ripper, like, come over. It's going to be crazy. So I'm like, interesting. Okay. I'm like, so you're not really like throwing a big party. He's like, I don't know yet. We'll see how it turns out.
Waiting for his other bitches.
Waiting for the other girls to show up. So I go there. Listen to this. You can't make this shit up. I go there and I'm like, oh, this son of a bitch. And I walk into the living room and they're like, there's a DJ and he is standing up on a table with two girls grabbing both of their asses. You cannot make this shit up. Grabbing both of their asses. And he makes, I come into the room and I look at him. Cause we, at this point we had gone on, I think like 3 dates and I just kind of like looked at him and he literally immediately lets go of their butts, climbs up. Sid. Oh my God. Sid. Oh my God. You guys, this is my girl. Puts his arm around me, tries to kiss me. I'm like, are you okay? I'm like, you're not okay. You're weird. Turns out he broke up with his girlfriend of like 5 years, 2 weeks before we went on the first date.
So he was just living it up.
So he's just living it up.
Life.
But he wanted somebody who was a little more steady, you know, like he could like kind of like lean into and be lovey-dovey with. And that was me.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, for sure, rebound. Absolutely, 100%.
Oh, gosh.
So anyway, I just had to share that.
Those athletes, I'll tell you what.
I love it. I have signs, too, that I wrote down.
Yes. Well, before even wanting into signs, I was just going to say, like, regardless of you falling for someone, like, sometimes it does suck. Because, like, we're human and we do fall for people sometimes, even if they are maybe not in the right spot for a relationship. And it feels shitty to feel like you have, like, you fill this temporary void for them. And like, oh, I should have known better. Like, I'm the dumb one. But it's like, no, because sometimes you just have those feelings right away and it's not your fault that you feel that way. But then the other side of it is, you know what? Someone has to be a rebound, right?
Well, yeah.
So maybe it's exactly what you needed. Maybe you also need a little casual fling. Maybe you'll learn something from it. So like, I don't know, shout out to the girls who've been the rebound for the next girl, right? You know?
Yeah.
I love it.
I just listened to a podcast and they said verbatim that exact same thing.
I know. Sometimes you just gotta
You just gotta be like, well, I get it. Like, someone's gotta do it. And we've all done it.
Someone has to.
And then the next person, you're welcome. Honestly, mm-hmm. you're welcome. Because I took the blunt of it also.
Right?
Enjoy.
Now the next girl that maybe he met was like, what's up?
It's always such a bummer when you meet like a good one and they're like borderline good.
Yep.
And you're like, you could have just been so good, but I met you at the damn wrong time. Mm-hmm. Like, you're in a messy state, and the next person you're gonna date, you're gonna be just perfection. So guess what? You're freaking welcome.
Yep.
I like that. I love that a lot.
Love that a lot.
Were you going to read another one?
No, I'm looking at my notes.
Oh, I have like signed. I wrote down a few that came to mind that I was like, ooh, these are juicy.
Let me hear.
Oh, you were reading and I'm like, oh my God, hello? Is anyone home? Knock, knock.
I'm okay. Just so slow today,
Why?
Guys. I don't know. I'm just okay. Feeling slow.
That's okay. Okay, it's fun to be slow. You know what
yeah,
I mean?
Yeah, it's so fun.
Because then you just kind of get to like, you get to sit back and chill.
I will say I do feel like too relaxed right now.
Oh, really?
Like, and I'm usually like a little nervous.
It's the beanie.
It's the, yeah, it's like the fit, I think.
No, I'm just kidding.
It's the fucking
it's
fit.
It's the beanie, isn't it? No, I'm just kidding.
I do have to say, both me and Sid are high energy, so we got you.
Okay.
We got you.
We'll
care
for you this time.
Thanks, babes.
But next time?
Fucking pick it up, bitch.
Pick it up, hon. Oh, wait. These are the signs that I wrote down. Initially, when you're seeing somebody and you're wondering if you might be the rebound, number one sign is if he just talks about his ex.
I wrote that down, yeah.
If he just talks about her. Why are you talking about your ex? Why are you bringing her up in situations? Why are you saying how it would be if she was here or what you guys did together or like we went here, I've been here before. That's the worst thing. When you're going on a date and you're at a restaurant and he goes, oh yeah, I've been here before. And you're like, oh, cool. Who'd you go with? Like my ex. It's not a big deal though. It's like, why did you just make that awkward? Like just say, yeah, I was here once.
Yep.
Like it was with a girl I dated before.
And I think we also have to talk about like, can you talk about your ex then, you know? Because like, I think,
good point.
I think if you are someone's rebound, those are the people that'll bring it up like really fucking randomly. Like
yeah.
It's just like any excuse they have to bring it up. Like, oh, your ex this. Oh, well, my ex, like it's just constant and random versus like if the situation presents itself and it makes sense and you're like, you know what? I have it, you know, and you need to say something, go for it. But
well,
I do think it's the tone and the way you explain it and the way you handle the situation. Like I've definitely talked about my ex a few times.
I know. I'm trying to think of a time that I brought it up, but I do. I can think of a situation that's a friend has told me about like an ex.
I want to hear.
I know. I'm trying to think about how I can tell it without, you know, without, what I mean, being too nosy.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, I know that they were seeing each other for a while and they were hooking up. And I think after they had hooked up at one point, he was like, you know what? You're just like so much better than my ex. Like so different.
Mm-hmm.
Like for killing the mood. Why are you like right when you're in bed with someone like naked? Like why are you comparing me right now actively in your brain as I'm sitting here in the nude? You know what I mean?
Choose your words wisely.
Choose your words. Also, are you comparing me about my sexual performance?
Yeah.
Or are you comparing me about how lovey-dovey we are? What are you comparing my body? Like what is it that you're comparing? Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Cringy.
My next sign is there's a chance that they are using you to make someone else jealous, obviously.
Oh.
And a good one to know if that's the case is if they're quick to like try to throw you up in their social media or like.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. Or if they're quick to want to like get you in photos right away or like, oh, like post you on the story, but like you're in the background. Like I literally have a friend that literally day they become official. Photo shoot, like this, that. And I'm like, okay, is this because you love her? Or is this for clout, bro?
So, I'm not saying a word. I'm keeping my mouth shut.
Or like just a faint, like blurred background of your new thing.
Like you can tell it's a girl hair or
something. It's like, okay, like we get it. You're seeing someone. Great job. Fun. Snap, snap. Congrats. That girl also feels like a fucking rebound. So
yeah, that's brutal. That's bad. That is really bad. Also, like I've never... It's just odd behavior. If it feels a little weird to you, it probably is. Like, why are we that obsessed to post the minute that we become official as if it's like for other people versus ourselves? That's a for sure a sign. That's a good sign. I did not think about that.
I mean,
I did not think about the running to post because that is so accurate.
But at the same time, on the other side of things, I was so fucking excited when I started dating Plant Daddy.
Same. Okay,
I was like,
fair.
Day one we were dating, I was like, I'm posting this.
I remember
like,
the picture.
I was literally so fucking happy and excited I wanted to post it. Like, I think that's okay, obviously. But when we weren't dating, I guess I was still posting them all the time. I just loved it.
I remember the first like photos that you take together and you're like, want to get a picture?
Yeah.
And it's like, Wait, we're not dating yet, but like, is that wrong?
You guys took like the first photos of us.
We did.
It was Journey.
Was it Journey at your apartment though?
So we went to like this pink party. It was like Valentine's party.
I remember.
And Pat did not want to smile. He like hates me in the photos. And you're like, okay, like smile.
I remember. That was so, so cute funny. Though. He was such a sweetheart. And now he's just, you know. I'm kidding.
Now he's just Pat.
I'm kidding. No. He's just Pat. No, I'm just kidding.
But okay, definitely a red flag. Do you have another one?
I wrote he talks shit about his ex.
Oh, yeah. That's
because
a good one.
Because I should have grouped those together, but they're kind of different in a way. Mm-hmm. Because if he's sitting there and saying, she's a crazy bitch. Like, she is oh, my God. My ex was insane. You're so chill. My ex would have freaked out at this.
Yeah.
If this would have been my ex, it would have looked a lot different. Mm-hmm. It's like, what are you doing? Also, like, if you're trying to, let's say you're having that real conversation about your ex, like, you're allowed to have, right?
Yeah.
Who did you date before this, and why did it go wrong? Like, what are you looking for, right? And they're immediately like, ah, she was just fucking crazy. She, like, was a controlling freak and, like, it's like, okay, chill with that.
The greenest fucking flag is when a guy's like, oh no, she was like a good person. Like, it just didn't work out. Like, number one, that is a green flag. But number two, I also in the back of my head think she broke up with you or you cheated.
Oh.
So then I'm like, okay, now I got to find out the real deets. But most of the time, like, if they're being honest,
it's true.
Do you, like, literally right away, I'm like, okay, if he's like something went, he's just.
Why are you laughing? It's just like there's no winning.
I know. It's true. There's not.
If you hate your ex, you're like a red flag. But if you like your ex, you're also a red flag.
Yeah, that's fair. It
is. Well, that's the thing is, like, they should like their ex. But if they're literally like. Still
they're like
in
she's
love
gorgeous.
With them
or they're looking her up. Okay, here's another weird thing. If they're looking their ex up on social media, like, you know when you're gonna go search something on your phones and it shows you on Instagram who you last
recent
looked
searches.
Up recent, yeah, like, and they're just like in there, it's like, okay, are you still creeping?
I honestly haven't thought about that little piece of advice, that little tip in a while. And the other day Pat had his Instagram because we were looking something up and I saw all of his recent searches and I was like, this is a really good way to like catch your boyfriend doing something.
Yeah.
Like who have they been typing in?
Who have you been looking up?
Yeah.
The worst part
and
is
you
when
can
it's like we both are like, go ahead.
it's even worse though when you can clear the searches, which I didn't know. Yeah. But like, and they're cleared and I'm like, oh wait, why are they cleared?
Why they're zero?
Mm-hmm.
Who are you searching?
Mm-hmm.
Show me your save. I'm like, oh my God, I'm going to get in my like wacky mode. I left that girl behind. Beatrice, gone. She's gone with
the wind.
She
gone, bitch.
I am a new Sydney, just Sydney. No Beatrice in the background.
I know that I've officially moved on when the guy I used to search every fucking day from my friend's Instagrams because he had blocked me.
Oh, no way.
That I haven't thought about him and literally doesn't even cross my brain at all in, I don't know, a year.
I think I know what you're referring to.
And y'all are like, what? You were blocked? I've never been blocked. I've never been in a toxic relationship.
So weird.
Until the past one because I caught that fucker red-handed.
Red-handed.
Literally red-handed, like I saw him with a woman naked. It was
uncomfy.
Great.
Literally scary.
I want to tell the full story one time because it was actually funny, and I went a little crazy bitch psycho, but it was great.
But you needed to.
Oh, I needed to because I just wanted to know for good that I could be fucking done with him. Anyways.
Also, the guy that I was talking about my first rebound, he also blocked me for a while, but then he will unblock me and like slide in the DMs and then reblock me. It's like, okay.
Oh, yeah. Love. Okay, I have another sign.
Go ahead, hon.
Sid kind of mentioned this. When you get close, you get close like way too fast, really, really quick.
Yeah.
But yet there's nothing deeper. So I feel like they're telling you the right things. Like they're like obsessed with you. They're almost like love bombing, but yet it feels like unearned because you don't quite know them yet.
Yeah. It's creepy. It's like, mm-hmm. Why are you obsessed? And also, they say, this is a fact. They say that to not fall into the same pattern of needing another person after you break up, I believe you need 14 days to not associate yourself in the same relationship style as that person.
I love that.
So truly, if you just break up with somebody or have gotten broken up with or whatever it is, you need 14 whole days of a gap before your brain realizes, oh, I don't crave that person anymore. I don't need that person. I can take a breath and like take a new pattern and step back a little bit. Otherwise, your brain will just crave that love and that attention and like giving that love and attention in the same way it has. So it'll look for the next person to do it to, which is love bombing.
Interesting.
But in that way.
Yeah. I mean, like, some people definitely need, you don't mean like 14 days you can move on, obviously.
No,
yeah,
not moving on. It's like the what's it called? Like obsessive behavior, basically. Mm-hmm.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, cool. Interesting.
Sorry, I'm trying not to talk too loud because my head hurts so bad. I'm like trying to.
I think this goes into kind of like if you want to rebound, like if you want someone, and like I've been there, done that. And I think there's many reasons that sometimes you can do that and you're allowed to do that. I think there's definitely like rules and expectations and guidelines and communication that needs to happen. But I think you can have a rebound. What do you think?
I think you can. I mean, I hate to say it, it's going to happen, like, regardless. And
no matter what, the next person after your previous relationship, right?
Doesn't mean that you have to have ill intention. Mm-hmm. It doesn't always mean that you're going in thinking that you're not going to date that person.
Yeah.
You might think that you actually might have interest in the person, but then you realize, oh, shit, I really don't like these things. I miss my ex. I'm not ready. And realize that along the way. But if you're on the other side of that and you're receiving it, doesn't feel very good.
No.
But yeah, it happens. Right. It happens.
It's also almost like if you do get into something new after an old relationship, it gives you a little bit of a new perspective.
Ooh.
Like sometimes when you're caught up in your relationship, you don't like really think internally about things. Like you don't know the patterns that you're doing wrong. And sometimes a new person kind of exposes those, I think. So like noticed, you know, like when you get into rut or like a long-term relationship, let's say people are married for 10 years. Like if you were to divorcing with a new partner, you'd like likely realize, oh, I don't support him in this way and I should have done that with the other one. And I feel like a new person can kind of break those patterns and give you that new perspective. And even if it makes the old relationship, let's say you're having a fling and the old relationship makes it look a little bit better, it still like allows you to figure out what you want and kind of the desires that are kind of underneath those wants a little bit.
I like that. I like that little new perspective to wake you up a little bit. Shakes you a little bit.
Well,
because you can get really damn comfortable if you've been dating somebody for a while, and you can get a little bit messy. And I always say, this is why I have a rule of like no yelling, no swearing at each other. Because once you open that floodgate, all hell can break loose in a relationship.
That's a great rule.
It's just like if you allow yourself to yell or get mad at somebody enough to swear, you have just opened up a wall of just like hell that you can bring into your relationship. Just like terrible dark moments.
I really like that.
Yeah.
So no yelling and no swearing.
No yelling, no swearing.
I think you can still get mad, but you have to
get mad.
You just have to talk in a normal voice and you can't swear.
Yeah, cute. Immediately. And if they yell, I'm like, nope, I don't talk to you. Sorry, you're yelling. It's too loud for my ears. So these ears have a limit on you, girl.
Another reason I think rebounds can be okay is this is something that I feel like a lot of girls that I've like given advice to my friends is sometimes it helps you not give a fuck.
Ooh.
Like the worst has already happened. Your relationship has fucking ended. All right. So this is your time to kind of not give a fuck and have fun. Let them double text you for once. Right. And maybe a little casual sex here and there. I don't know. Like
if you're up for it,
you're allowed to do that.
Sometimes you don't want to date. You just don't want to date and you just want to have a little fun, and that is freaking okay. All I ask is that you communicate that as like, especially if they're asking, don't lie.
Yeah.
Maybe it doesn't need to be like, hey, by the way, I'm looking for a casual thing.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, don't be a little,
who knows? Maybe they want the same thing.
They might want it too. Not everybody's obsessed with you, believe it or not. You know what I mean? So just enjoy it. Enjoy the funness. I like that.
And know that like healing, I think, and moving on aren't necessarily mutually exclusive either. Like you could still.
Oh, I have a good point in
this. You could still like meet other people and still continue to heal, I guess, you know?
I think by definition, like a rebound is trying to, you know, you're getting over somebody, but it can be active, but you don't have to be, how do I say this? Like consciously thinking about getting over that person. What I mean by this is I had a relationship of basically like 6 years before Jordan. And to get fully over the person truly where I'm not curious about their life and I'm not like caring and comparing, it took me like a year into dating Jordan. Mm-hmm. That's just the truth. It's not because I was thinking about the other person and wanting to be with them. I was just comparing like what something looked like. But think about a friendship of 6 years versus a friendship of 1 year. You have so much more to compare to, so many more memories of just the good. And so many more things that you knew about that person. So really it takes a little time. You just got to wait for the build. And honestly, technically Jordan would have been my rebound turned boyfriend. Yeah. Like, isn't that interesting?
Interesting.
So it's like, not in a way that like I was actively rebounding with Jordan. Mm-hmm. He just actually moved me on from the person that wasn't serving me any longer.
Interesting. I love that.
How long were you single before you met Jordan? Because this is my thing with rebounds is I think it's okay if you've taken time to process the... like the breakup,
because sometimes time can also be the rebound instead of not the actual person. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it was a while. It was a long
time. Yeah. I see. That's the thing is like
a year or like 6 months,
more than 2 years.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
I always tell myself like after like a big thing that like emotionally hurts me, I have to take like 3 months just to like, cause I have tried the rebound thing. And my thing was I would convince myself like, oh, if I just really like this girl, then like I'll get over this other girl. And it obviously never worked. Yeah.
Well, the thing is, it's ingrained in us to think like, oh, like I have to take all this time for myself, focus on myself, be single. And like, I highly recommend that. That is the best thing you can do. Yes. But if you're still, you know, therapy, journaling, doing all the things you need to do and still going on dates and like learning things about yourself, I think you can do both, but not to say like, oh, like the rebound will help you get over them. Absolutely not. Like there's still a lot of fucking work you have to do, whether you're in a relationship and all of a sudden you're getting over someone just, oh, that felt so good. Or, you know, I don't know. That's what I think.
I like that too. Ben, go.
Me too. I love that. My thing is, and I don't know, this is like really it's so funny because this is only something that's like recent, but I just tell myself like no dating apps. If something organically happens,
ooh,
yes.
Okay.
But like dating apps is like you're almost like looking for that rebound sometimes.
Oh, yeah.
Like you're almost poking the bear.
You're waiting to make your ex jealous by using dating apps sometimes, I feel like, yeah. I mean, is like, he cuter? You're comparing constantly.
That I don't think that's healthy. And like it kind of reminds you of your ex too, because you're like comparing like, oh, this girl's like not as pretty. You're like, this girl's pretty. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like that kind of stuff.
And
I just think it's so unhealthy.
See your ex. On the
That too. That's happened to me before, yeah.
No.
Same with me.
Ew, God.
It sucks.
You know what's crazy, though, is when you're reviewing, like, a reviewing, I like that word, somebody's profile, okay?
That you know.
Or this person that you're like, oh, who is this interesting person that I might be interested in? And you read their little, like, what are they looking for box? And it says, like, somebody that's not, like, someone who's, like, enjoys independence. But all, like, for me, I'm like, I bet that's a fucking jab at their ex. You know what I mean? Like, and then I've realized
that. Oh, you're probably right. Because their ex was probably so dependent on them.
Yes. And yeah. I remember my sister setting a profile of somebody who she had dated. And it was literally like, it said in the profile, like, looking for someone who's independent and doesn't need me all the time or something like really like backhanded. You know what I mean? And it was her friend found her ex on her Hinge. You know what I mean? So literally it was at my sister.
Damn.
Yeah. Brutal.
Isn't that interesting though? Because you learn what you don't want in those relationships, but then at the same time, it's like that dude probably needed to also do some like, you know, internal work.
Oh
himself.
Yeah, I know. Interesting. I don't know. Do you have more signs for?
No, that's all I got.
I had a few more that I just wrote down.
Signs like, you're a rebound.
Okay. Yeah, that I was go like, for I forgot yeah. we didn't get to these, but I said he straight up tells you he's emotionally unavailable, like straight up. Just tells you verbatim. I'm not emotionally available.
Honestly, communicate.
Fine.
Love it.
Okay. You might be a rebound, but honestly, mm-hmm. you might need the rebound too. Who freaking knows? You know what I mean?
You're lucky if he communicates that. Like if they're like, sometimes, like if they're like, I don't know, like I'm fucked up because of my ex. Like, you know what you're there for. Like could be a rebound. Maybe he's just getting to know you.
Don't know.
I like that. As long as he's not like crying during sex.
Oh God, that's another sign. Don't. You need a little time alone if you need that. You need a little bit of time with you in your hand, and that's it, okay? So do your thing.
If he doesn't call you by his ex's name when you're having sex, why not?
Oh, God. That's rough. That is rough. I wrote down that he only texts you late and inconsistently when he's at a bar or drinking. You're likely a rebound.
Or a booty call.
A booty call, that too. But either, you know, and like it's like all of a sudden it's so convenient for you to like come hang out with him when it's so late and he's already checked out the scene at the bar. He love bombs, which we kind of talked about.
Yes.
Of like just like, I literally am so interested in you. You're so amazing. Love you so much. For some reason, that's a red flag to me.
It doesn't feel right because he doesn't actually know you yet.
You don't know me.
He's saying that because he wants you to feel those feelings back real quick, real fast.
And he might need the validation in return.
Yeah, he wants
Some people
it.
Give because they want to get it. You know what mm-hmm. I mean? He is open to dating, but dated someone for like 10 years and they literally just broke up. That's rough.
10-year relationships. If someone was in a 10-year relationship, I would run.
I think I would go the other way.
I would run. I can't do it.
I'm
and
like, I'm
never
sorry. Gonna be the person you want me to be yeah. because you're so used to something else. Like, truly.
And I'm sorry, but like the relationships that last that long when you were that young, like let's say they started dating like high school. I'm like, how have you not realized before 10 years like that this is not for you? I'm
well,
just
how
shocked.
Many things
did,
or how many things have you avoided?
Yep.
How many times have you lied? How long did you hold on when you didn't want to? How many times did you cross the line into something that probably wasn't correct? Like cheating barely or borderline?
High school, starting dating in high school to where you are 10 years later, you are a completely different human being.
Oh my
beings.
God. Yeah. I'm like, I'm different than I was a year ago.
Yeah. Oh, it's just insane to me.
I mean, if you can grow together. Okay. Last one I said.
Oh yeah. I should probably say like that works for someone, but it would scare me.
It would scare you. Yeah. It would scare like, me too. I'm
personally.
Not gonna lie. The last one was clings very quickly, like cuddling, hand holding, kissing you like he's kissed you for forever. Like, honey, no, you've not kissed me before. This is brand spanking new. You know what I mean? When they're like, oh my God. And they kiss
oh,
you and they're like,
that gives me
it's
the
so
ick.
Passion. And you're like, and he'll like look at you and like bite his lip a little and then he'll like kiss
oh,
you. It's like,
oh, that gives me
I'm
the
like,
ick.
I'm not in a romance novel. Like, this is not normal.
That gives me the ick.
It
a
is
lot.
Icky.
Because, oh, it's like they act like they're like, oh, I've literally had this experience.
I know.
Yeah.
I know.
Where
we
they
all
act
have.
Like they're just like so deeply in love with you and you're literally the first time you hooked up. Like, ah!
Oh my God. Sorry, I'm having flashbacks.
Same. I literally am picturing one human in my
head. I keep looking at you
head.
And I see someone else. Get away from me. You need to get away.
Oh gosh. This was the same guy that took me 5 hours to break up with that I'm imagining in my
really?
Head right now. Oh yeah, it was horrible.
Oh yeah.
It was horrible.
The one I'm picturing, I had to have a few conversations about how I just couldn't get out of the friend area with him.
Yep.
Like it just wasn't happening. But I'm like, you're the one that pushed me away. Like he would like get me really excited. Like I would kind of like get a little closer and then he'd like disappear. And then I get a little closer, they would disappear over and over again. And I finally was like, I'm not doing this pattern. I've seen it 4 times happen. I'm not doing it for a fifth. Like, no.
No, thanks.
No, thanks. Thanks, hon.
So,
man.
Ben, do you have any more comments about rebounds? Have you had a rebound? Have you been a rebound?
Yes to both.
We need a dude perspective.
We do, actually.
Because we were talking like, we're like
100% yeah. right.
Like, I don't know. I think I also handled rebounds a little differently than, especially because like very recently, I feel like I was in denial. I was like, I don't do rebounds. And then I figured out like, I do rebounds. I just like couldn't like get to that conclusion. I don't know. I think a lot of it just has to do with people not being, it depends on like how intentional you are when you go into the rebound, you know? Like I was saying, I really only like allow myself to like process like what I'm feeling for like 3 months before I can actually be like, I can do something, whether it's a rebound or not.
Yeah.
If I'm actually like super into someone, because that's usually when like, I feel like a lot of people who are maybe with that one guy, like he didn't know what he wanted. Like maybe he was really interested in you, but like you said, he'd just gotten out of a 5-year relationship. So those feelings were probably conflicting with the feelings he had for you. Whereas like, I don't know how long it would take to sort all that out, but if he had taken time to sort that out and then explore things, who knows, it could have been a lot different. So yeah, I don't know. I think a lot of it comes like analysis, analyzing like how you operate. Like I'm one of those people where I figured out like when something like that happens, I just need to like unfollow, block, like go my separate way and like not even acknowledge their existence, because it eventually turns into kind of what Sophie was talking about, where like I just realized that one day, like, oh, I haven't really thought about this girl in a while. And then that's when I'm like, oh, okay, now I can actually, like, kind of find something different.
Interesting, because you're, like, a blocker. See, I've never been a blocker either.
I wouldn't say blocker.
Guys are blockers.
Blocker.
I don't block. Excuse me. I would encourage
Mute.
People to block, but I don't. No, I unfollow. I unfollow, and I also make them unfollow me.
That is
I'm
so
like, I don't,
savage.
I don't want you to see. Like, I don't
no,
ever.
You say, you're like, hey, would you mind unfollowing me?
He's saying block and unblock.
No, you can, like, you can get people. Like, on Instagram, you can click, like, remove this follower.
Or you can do block and then unblock.
That's too
easy way to do it.
That too, yeah. So I just
get people unfollow you.
I'm like, and I think that's healthy for the other person. Like a lot of the relationships that I've been extremely hung up on, I was still following the person. I was still checking their stuff every day. I was looking up their search or whatever. Where people go wrong with breakups is if you're thinking about them every single day. Like if you give yourself the reason, if you're still following them, if you're still looking at their story, if you're still looking them up every single day, it's just like
well, yeah, no shit, you're not going to get over them because you're still thinking about them all the
time. That's fair.
Versus if you just, like, if you cut off the source, then it's like, okay, I don't have to think about her. Yeah, sure, it'll come up every once in a while.
It burns a little bit once you see them that they've unfollowed you. You're like, oh, shit.
I do it when I'm really drunk. I'll get, like, something will hit, and I'll get really sad. I'm like, you know what?
Fuck
this shit. Unfollow, unfollow, unfollow.
Boom. Oh. Ah, yeah, it's so
it's
savage.
All great to, like, the ignorant stuff is awesome until you date your coworker or something. So don't date your coworkers.
Ooh, yeah.
Wait, what do you mean?
Well, like, you can't.
Because then you see them all the time.
Yeah, like, you can't get over someone you see every single day, for sure. So, oh, like, God. Make sure you're very sure about your coworkers. Or I mean, not me. Like, that was, I'm sorry. I'm. Oh.
Wait, what?
I didn't mean it like that. That was not the situation I was talking about. I dated her coworker.
Oh, I'm a little slow. Sorry.
Unless
yeah,
that's
you did.
If you did the breaking up.
No, I would say that's both. Mm-mm. That's both.
So the person who bought him, okay. Okay, yeah.
Wait, sorry, do you need me to clarify?
No.
No,
I just have to stop talking.
Oh. No,
wait,
I just
why?
Think in general, you go through a breakup, like, I don't know. Obviously, it depends on the person. My thing is, like, if I go out and I just, like, hook up with a bunch of girls, that's just going to make me miss them more.
Yeah.
That makes sense?
Yes.
Like, if I go for a rebound right away, I'm going to be, like, not empowered. I'm going to be like, oh, like, that was fine, but, like, I miss this girl still. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Versus if I, like, cut off all ties, kind of heal from it, and then have a rebound, then that almost empowers me to, like, okay, well, I'm still good.
Yeah,
like, I could find someone.
That's another sign that you might be a rebound, though, is like when you go out and you hook up with somebody and you're like, it's like a fun booty call, but you're like, maybe this could go somewhere fun. Mm-hmm. Not a booty call, excuse me, like one night stand. And then they don't text you or have any even ounce of interest to even like follow up with you. You're like, got it.
They're currently, they're currently penetrating as many women as they can.
Oh, penetrating. Yeah. Nice word.
Thank you. I know people that have, I mean, it's like a time off, right? Like they get out of this relationship. And so I have a friend who actually met someone and they were literally a perfect match. Like he liked her. She liked him. Really? The thing is like he hadn't moved on yet. So he needed time to like process everything.
Ah.
And so that he ended up, they ended it. Like even though they both really liked each other, because she knew he wasn't ready. He knew he wasn't ready. So time off, she completely moved on, literally 100%. And like 2 years later, they like met up again. Like now they're like, they're dating going strong. So it's like,
wow.
So I mean, that happens and it sucks because that girl was like, oh shit, now he's back in my life after I had completely moved on. But the thing is like, it wouldn't have happened unless both of them had moved on. And then timing was right, you know? So it sucks when you find that perfect match, but they're still in denial or they're still processing their breakup.
Yeah, but you know what? It is what it is. Gotta be patient. It is what it is.
It is what it is.
Oh,
but you guys,
rebounds.
Just be careful. You know, pay attention to the tones, the surroundings.
Ask them, are you open to dating? What are you looking for? Get it out on the table already. And also, I think I wrote this down. I did, actually. I just hadn't scrolled. Why are we so afraid of those questions?
Yeah.
Why are we afraid of asking the questions and like afraid of driving somebody away when that wouldn't be someone that you'd want to get close with anyway? If you can't even ask them a question about what they're looking for, is an assuming that you want to date them so bad right this second.
Yeah.
Like we got to get that out of our heads.
Yeah.
Got to communicate.
I mean, I will also say to play devil's advocate, like I would totally never ask that on a first date. You
not
know what
a
I mean?
First date, no.
Yeah, like once you like get to know each other and like it's starting to progress and you're hanging out and you've met their friends and they've met your friends and you're still chill and you're still hanging and he thinks you're still probably talking to other people, then you can ask it.
Yeah.
Like just don't ask it when you're sure like he isn't obsessed with you yet.
Also,
I
think you can kind of answer the question without
yourself.
Even asking it, because if he's taking the time to be really attentive to you and not too creepy attentive and bring you on a really nice date, I think you well are aware of the intentions that this person has. If he's asking you to go meet him at a bar, meet up with his group of buddies at like late at night and you've never hung out one-on-one, I think you can see through the lines.
Yeah.
Like, look at your priorities. Look at what you're looking for and what you're okay with and what you're not okay with.
Is he doing
that? Read between the lines.
Is he, she doing that?
Yeah.
Because, yeah, if they're introducing you to those friends, the family, absolutely. Like, you probably have a good idea. Ask the question. Get what you want, for sure.
Get what you want.
Get what you want, for sure. You deserve that, and you deserve to feel respected and know the expectations on both sides. Absolutely. Well, you guys, thanks for chatting rebounds. Should we go into listener stray cannon moments?
Swoosh.
We got two of them today.
Go ahead. God, I have a bad headache, you guys. Terrible headache.
Well, good, because we are almost done.
Sorry. I'm just sorry.
I'm kind of hungry all of a sudden, too. Okay. Stray cannon moment written in by a listener. In college, as most girls do, I convinced a frat boy to donate a Shaq shirt to me after a sleepover. I just learned what a Shaq shirt was after reading this, and I love it. A Shaq shirt.
Why do you live under a rock?
I don't know. I've literally never heard of it, and I want more Shaq shirts. I'm going to make all my boyfriend give me all the shirts.
Well, you guys share a closet, so that's not really how it works.
I know. Literally, I wear all the shirts all the time because they're so big. Ooh, I love them. Okay. Rewind. Except said frat boy didn't want to part with his frat shirt. So he gave me a Yeti shirt. I've kept it the past 2 years as a sleeping shirt, not because I'm psycho, but it's a good shirt and I'm a boat girl, so why not wear a Yeti shirt? Well, I'm having dinner with my family this week, and in walks my dad wearing said Yeti Shaq shirt. The Shaq shirt that the guy gave me. I was dead. Did I say anything? Of course not. But my mom brought up, it isn't his shirt, asked if it was mine. And I said, yes. Then I diverted to a work rant because I could not dive into that one with my parents. LOL. Cool dads wear their daughter's Shaq shirts. I don't make the rules.
That's pretty funny. Like,
that's great. Okay. Second straight hand moment says, so my friend was seeing this guy. It was a pretty new, and she went to his place to hang out, and they had planned it for an overnighter. She went to the bathroom to freshen up and took a shit. Keep in mind, this woman is a bougie as hell and would never admit to a man that she poops.
Oh.
So she goes to flush and the toilet doesn't work. She proceeded to pick the poop out of the toilet, wrap it up, and put it in her Chanel purse.
No, that's not true.
Walked out of the bathroom and continued her evening like nothing happened. The rolled up poop stayed in there until the next afternoon when she finally got home and could throw it out. There were so many different options this woman could have chose, but putting it in her purse was the winner for her. Love the pot. I told Pat this before
you
I left.
You dirtied a turd up. Wait, hold on. You dirtied your Chanel purse with a turd wrapped in toilet paper?
Not even a turd. Like, she took a poop, you know? Like, there's a difference between, like, oh, I turded, or
I'm
like,
sorry.
I pooped.
Listen, you're not bougie if you're sticking your hand in the toilet, okay? Listen.
What would you have done if you could not, for some reason, I would be like, yo, I pooped in your toilet and I can't flush it. But for some reason you couldn't say that, how would you hide the poop?
I wouldn't. I would
No, that's not the option. I want to hear.
I would cover it up with a shit ton of toilet paper and be like, I don't know. I had my period and it like was a mess and I had to put a lot of toilet paper in the toilet and
but
it won't flush.
Okay. But then he's still going to see it, right?
Well, he won't see the turd. He'll see a bunch of toilet paper that
until
I almost clogged his toilet
until
with.
Until he has to like suction your...
My biggest fear, plunge. Using one of those plungers. I'm serious. They freak me out.
Okay, what were you going to say, Ben?
Put it in the top part of the toilet.
No!
Tell me that wouldn't be sneaky as fuck.
No, like, lift up the top lid and then put it in there.
No, that would smell.
But
they wouldn't
know. They wouldn't know it was you.
You could come back later and...
Why do we assume that these things are just going to stay so beautifully brown and cute in a purse or in the back of a
toilet?
Here's
what I would do.
Like, that
ready?
Thing wrapped in a napkin is not going to save your purse from the turd skid marks that it's going to get.
You guys want to know what I would do?
I'm appalled.
Here's what I would do. I would grab it out, okay?
Why
toilet
are you
paper.
Touching your poop?
Grab it out with toilet paper. And then I would pretend I got a call and I would say, I'm going to take this outside. I'd go outside and I would chuck that piece of poop as far as I could and then I'd go inside.
What if he wanted to kiss you before you walked out? Why do you have a ball of toilet paper in your hand?
Oh, I have to blow my nose. I'm going to blow it outside.
No. See,
I think before I speak. I would chuck it across the place.
There's
so many.
You cannot grab your poop out of the toilet. People are acting like toilet paper is like a latex glove. In what world is that thick enough? It can barely wipe your butt without ripping. It's not going to hold your turd in.
You fold it a couple times.
Yes,
And you're grabbing your turd? You guys are crazy.
Hey, as long as it's 2-ply or above, you're good.
Oh, my God.
You're Gucci.
So
I can't live with these people.
You could grab radiation with that shit.
I just lost two friends today. Two friends.
My boyfriend's been buying, wait for it, bamboo toilet paper.
Because that has to be dry.
Because it's good for the environment.
There's no way that's not cutting situations.
And I'm like.
There's no way that's not
And I'm
waste.
Like, this is so nice. But it's nice.
Is it dry? No, it's not nice.
It's
no,
a little,
you
it's,
do not need to like everything that he does.
It's so soft.
He's the nicest person in the world, but that does not mean you need to like everything that he
it's
does.
It's a little crusty.
It's fucking there it crusty. Is. There it is.
And then I was at his parents' house, and I took a poop at his parents' house, and I used their toilet paper, and I was like, wow. I forgot what this is like.
Oh, my God.
It was so soft.
Jordan, definitely a two-ply guy. We go to Costco. Love it.
He's a two-ply guy and a bidet guy. Like
he loves a bidet.
Double, yeah.
I won't even get in that convo.
So good.
I won't even go there. You guys.
Hold on. Every single time we end the episode.
We love you. Every time.
I've noticed it always goes, you guys.
I know. Every time.
You
and
guys.
Then I go, I love you guys.
Oh, you guys. You guys.
I do it
I
every
love it
time.
It's almost like the,
I do.
You know, like the jingle that like lets people know that you're there's going to be an ad. There's going to be an ad coming or something. That's what we get when we wrap up the podcast. So Sid, Q.
You guys.
You guys. Thank you.
Thank you for being here. Thanks for listening.
Oh. Are you okay? Oh,
did that chip my tooth?
Guys, I literally
did just chip my tooth.
I just elbowed.
It didn't. Did it?
I just elbowed Sid in the face,
oh.
And then her mic hit her tooth. Let me see,
oh
baby.
God. No, did it? Stop. React.
No, but I think your lip's bleeding.
Stop. Wait, are you serious?
There's just a little dot. No, it's
that
good.
That kind of hurt.
I'm sorry, honey.
It's okay.
What was I doing?
I don't know where you were going. You were off to something. We appreciate you listening. At Straight Candid Podcast is where you can find us across all the platforms. So find us across all the platforms,
yes.
Will ya? At Candid Sid.
At Candid.
At Candid Soph.
Whoa. And at Ben Sarbacher.
We loves ya. We
can't
love
wait
you.
To see
you
next week. And have a wonderful weekend, okay?
Weekend.
And if you haven't yet, we haven't asked this in a while, please go rate and subscribe on Apple Podcasts. And yeah. That'd be so nice, okay?
We love you guys.
Okay, bye.
Bye. Bye.